Could you tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how you ended up here in Petersburg?
My name is Amy Poe. I come from Lorton, Virginia, which is about 30 minutes outside of Washington, D.C. I'm a master's student pursuing a library science degree, and this summer I thought it would be a great opportunity to get some hands-on experience in the field. As I began looking for opportunities, I was relying a lot on the University of North Texas, my program sending me some information about different professional opportunities. In fact, I heard about this internship program last year, but the timing wasn't right for me. I inquired this year to see if the Alaska State Libraries were offering internships, and in fact they were, and this opportunity just seemed a great fit for my background. So I applied for the program and was delighted to be selected to work here in the Petersburg Public Library. The role that I'll fill here during the summer will be to get to know the community, to understand how people are using the library, how their experience using the library can be improved, just really looking at all facets of the user experience.
I understand you are working on a sort of project this summer with the library. You have some specific role there, as you mentioned. Could you get a little more into the details of sort of what you're working on over there?
My project is really going to be guided by a textbook by an author, Aaron Schmidt, which looks to use principles that are used for computer software design originally. Is something usable? Is something useful? And is it desirable? So I'll be asking questions using that framework as I assess everything that the library does. I'll be looking at things like the physical space of the library, the furniture, the systems that people encounter, whether that's the checkout system, the library website, all of the staff interactions that go on, what happens at the desk, what kind of signage is in place, how the library extends to the community outward. I'll be looking at all of those things that encompass the user experience. And the exciting part is getting to know all the people who are coming into the library. So I've tried to make a point of, as I'm meeting people in town, to ask them, do you come to the library? Will I be seeing you this summer? What do you do when you come to the library? What are maybe some of the reasons why you don't come to the library? Just to kind of get a discussion, a dialogue going with the community is the real objective, and to make that interactive.
So what sort of a goal are you looking at with a user experience project like this?
I think the end goal is really to optimize the experience for the community, the library experience. So what that might look like is seeing first where the library is, what and how they're offering services to the community, and then looking at what the desired needs are of community members, seeing where there's a gap between what's currently being done in practice and what's desired, and then identifying ways to close that gap so that there's a better fit between how the library serves the community and what community members are looking for.
And last question, just how are things going so far? How are you liking it up here?
Things are going really well so far. Everyone has been incredibly welcoming. I've had a bike lent to me to ride to work. I'm being hosted by one of the community members with a wonderful view of the Narrows, which was far beyond my expectations of what my living experience would be. I was invited this weekend to go out on the water and gather kelp, which was a new experience, and then to go back to someone's home and make kelp pickles. So I'm encountering all these new things. My job here is to really be an observer of what's happening in the library, but I realize that I'm going to be observing a lot about how people live. And just in this short time, I've seen how important the water and the land is to the economy, just at the core of how people live here. That's not something that we experience in a suburban area. So it's just been really eye-opening, and I'm looking forward to learning more from everyone.